The Masters are going to be ongoing 2 weeks today. November Masters at Augusta National. And only media will be in attendance, and one of the lucky few will be on his way down soon, and he joins us now. Here is our TSN golf analyst, Bob Weeks. How would you compare your excitement this year, considering everything that is new with 2020 and different with 2020, compared to past years, Bob?
It's going to be good to be back on the road again. I'm a guy who spends a lot of time on the road. I'm sure there's a lot of us at TSN, but I haven't been anywhere since March, since the Players, actually. It was the last trip I came home from. So it'll be interesting that way. It's just going to be interesting to see what it's going to be like. We don't know how the course is going to play. We don't know what it's going to be like without any patrons there. It's going to be a very different kind of Masters.
Bobby, speaking of the course, it's a pretty hot weather area. Like, it shouldn't be too much different, should it?
No, I mean, it'll probably be a little cooler than normal in April. I mean, I've been to the Masters. This will be my 25th time, and I've been there where you've had to wear toques. And I've been there where you've been in shorts for the whole week, so I've seen pretty much everything. So this isn't going to be anything outside of the ordinary. It'll be kind of high teens, maybe low 20s, depending on the day. But the course, you know, the course is just starting to come into. The season just opened for Augusta National. They closed the whole summer. They're closed from May to October. So it's just really been open, so they're getting the overseeding done. But, these guys know what to do. They have so much talent and money at their disposal, they can make this golf course look like anything. They'll have azaleas blooming in Christmas if they want them, I'm sure.
Yeah, that'd be so aggravating if you're a member there. You can't play in June, July. Like,
that's... if you're a member there, I guarantee you're a member at about 30 other courses. So I don't think you have to worry too much.
That's a good point. You'll find a tee time somewhere. You don't need a golf app or something to find that out. But what about, you know, this, now we're asking you all the science stuff here, Bob, but we were discussing this prior to having you on, that with the clocks rolling back and with the sun obviously being limited compared to other times of the year, what about the actual tee time schedule? Do you think it'll feel like a standard year, or are they going to be going off the front, off the back? I mean, how do you think they're going to play this out this year?
Thursday, Friday, they're going to go off two tees. The daylight is kind of like 7:15 to 5:30. So the first 2 days, they'll go off both tees. And I mean, how'd you like to start off your first Masters? You go off the 10th tee in your second hole, you're already into the Amen corner.
Right.
So it'll be a little different for some guys who are getting out there for the first time. But they've done it before. They did it. I mean, the final round last year, they played off both tees because they moved the tee times up for that approaching storm that never arrived. But they do it every week on the PGA Tour, so it won't be a huge adjustment for most of the guys out there. I can't see it really affecting play too much.
Bobby, every tournament I've watched since the return to play, it seems like the floaters are just increasingly showing up at these. I don't know who they are, friends, family, but there's got to be some big shots that are going to be walking around Augusta National, isn't there? I know you said no fans, but what is it going to be like? That course is going to, I was saying to Hayes and Noodles yesterday, it is going to be so weird to see those golf holes with no fans, because they basically carve out a lot of the holes, whether it's 9 or 7 or 18, it's going to be awfully different.
Yeah, there's a couple things at play. I had a long conversation with Webb Simpson yesterday for a piece I'm doing, and he was saying that this tournament, probably more than any tournament they play, is defined by the crowd. And if you're in the hunt on the back nine on Sunday, you know, they have manual leaderboards there, so the leaderboards don't change very quickly. So you can tell, basically, you know when people's tee times are, and you can tell by the cheers that go up what's going on, almost more so than with the leaderboards. So that's one part of it. And then Tiger was saying how just the atmosphere there, it's so quiet and dull, it's hard to get pumped up for it. You want to feel that energy when you make a big shot or something happens, and to try and grow off that and feed off it. But it's going to be like, I mean, there will be some people, I bet, wandering around. There'll be a few people, but they'll be pretty strict down there tying it down. I don't think some of the things that we've got to go through just to get onto the golf course are pretty strict. So I can't imagine there's going to be too many people wandering around.
With Bob Weeks, our TSN golf analyst, he'll be down at Augusta National. James Duthie will be down there. Graham Dillette. So full coverage in less than 2 weeks. You guys will be down there for Masters Week. And obviously the discussion will revolve around the champion. I mean, Tiger's still the man. He's still the only one holding a green jacket for 2019 and into 2020. His game has not looked good at all. I mean, the
brutal.
This past weekend, it was kind of tough to watch him and Phil just chopping around where other guys were going 18 under, 20 under, 22 under. Do you have any faith that he will contend, not necessarily win, but at least he'll be a name on Sunday in a couple of weeks?
Not from what I've seen, you know, and you hit the nail on the head there. He's just, you know, we haven't seen any kind of reps coming in. At least last year, he had a couple of top tens coming in, but he's really done nothing. And he hasn't really played a lot either. He, with the exception of the U.S. Open, he's looked pretty healthy. He hasn't had, you know, too many back seizures or needed any physio in the middle of the tournament or anything like he has in the past. But I think, I just don't see that his game is in any kind of shape to take on Augusta National. And if it does happen to get a little cooler, then look out. Remember last year at the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, he was hobbling around like he was 90. So that back does not like the cold weather. But I just haven't seen any part of his game. His putting was a little better last week, let's say. But, I mean, he just the only thing that's sort of good is his iron play when he hits it in the fairway. And he hasn't been doing that enough either.
Well, we're going to find out sooner than later. It's going to be a fun one. Safe travels down there. I'm sure we'll catch up, if not before you're in Augusta, certainly once you're down there. Thank you for this, Bob.
Take care, guys.
Bob Weeks, our TSN golf analyst. Masters week in November.
Crazy.
Yeah. What does it cost to join Augusta?
You don't. You have to be invited. You have to be the biggest wig of biggest wigs.
Yeah, and then on top of that, it's got to be $150,000 minimum.
Oh, I would imagine it's $250,000, yeah, more than that.
I would
that.
Say like, it's a chunk. Like, it's, yeah. You know, that's a private.
Wouldn't shock me if it's $500,000 to join there.
Yeah.
And then and probably annual fees of $50,000 a year.
Who knows? I'd like to find that out. Somebody let us know that information if you have it.
So it's the most prestigious, like, would that be, you know, kind of like Turnberry in Europe, or, you know, like, you know, one of those ones.
Oh, yeah,
in
it's
Scotland.
Number one,
like,
Noodles. Number right. one. Like, there are courses technically better that are rated higher, but in terms of prestige, I mean, it hosts the most important tournament every single year. Like, the right. Masters is always number one, and it's just got that history, right? Like, there's certain courses yeah. like Pebble Beach. Pine Valley is generally considered the number one course in America, right? Oh, and it's somewhere in Jersey.
I think there's
Jersey.
One out by Pebble Beach. It's called Cypress Point. I think that is the most, you know, that is the most prestigious.
The
like, you just can't get on it unless you're God.
It's like big.
But I just talked to a buddy of mine just texted me and said it's actually not that expensive, Augusta National, because there's just so much money there with the Masters every year. It's just, they don't need the cash, so it's not that expensive. I'd still like to know the number, though.
I would think it's probably like Leaf tickets that are passed down to generation and generation, right? Like the season tickets? Isn't there a waiting list for Leaf season tickets?
Yeah. Oh, God, you never yeah. really get a number on that, though. Like, I've never been told definitively by anyone who's on the list and is being told they're 12 years away. Or 14 years away. But that's what you hear. It just gets thrown out there. Oh, I've been on the list forever. Or if you want right. seasons, you got to wait 20 years before you can get them. But now with, like, licensing fees and stuff like that, like, that's changed a lot as well. Right. Where these new buildings, and I believe they do that in Toronto, you know, they pay you, you have to pay for a licensing fee that you means you basically own the seat. And then on top of that, you pay for whatever the tickets are. And I think you can sell that. If it's in
really?
Your name. Yeah, I believe so.
So it's like an investment.
It almost is like an investment. So in a lot of ways, like joining a course. Like if it's one of those spots where you're kind of buying into the land, so to speak.